Well, hi, I'm Buzz Knight. I am the host of the Taking a Walk podcast series, and I love rambling and ambling around New York City, and I think it might be a good time to try to take a walk with a perfect stranger. We're in Washington Square Park, and what's your name?
My name is Viktor Paris, complete stranger.
Viktor, can you spell that?
V-I-K-T-O-R.
So it's like Victor, but like in a different way.
I'm pretty sure my mom, I mean, I actually know the story. She was going to originally name me Victor, and then the nurse that handed me to her when I was born, she mispronounced my name. My mom stuck with it.
And has that created a complex for you at all?
Honestly, it's funny you mentioned that. Yeah, today I was in class at in school, and you know, I just tell my friends to just call me Vic, but it's sometimes hard people getting the Victor, the pronunciation. It can be tough for some people.
So Washington Square Park, right near the great NYU. So I imagine you go to NYU.
Of course, yeah.
And you're early on in your career there. Do you have any idea what you're going to do with your life?
I mean, it's still early. I'm only 18 years old, you know. But I originally wanted to go into some like economics, but now I'm leaning more towards like something entrepreneurship, I guess.
Oh, I see. They have a great media class here.
I know.
There's a guy named Larry Miller who actually was on the Taking a Walk podcast, the NYU Music Business Department.
Okay.
He's an amazing teacher. So maybe you steer yourself that way. You never know.
Yeah, there's still time to switch classes. Now that you're saying that, I probably should, honestly.
There's actually another guy, too, who's really interesting. His name is Jerry Del Caliano.
Okay.
And Jerry, I think, is part of the same Larry Miller NYU group, if you will, the music business department at NYU.
How do you know them?
Well, I'm from the radio business originally. Okay. I started this podcast about a year ago, but used to be around radio and media in general, and you know, decided to start this podcast. Generally, we talk to authors and musicians and all different types of people, but we do just talk to regular people. So that's why I decided, like, well, why not do Taking a Walk with a Perfect Stranger? Has anybody ever interviewed you just off of the street, like in a perfect stranger kind of scenario?
This is definitely my first time ever being like interviewed as a perfect stranger. I was just sitting down journaling, and I think it just escalated, I guess. It's kind of nice.
You're okay with it?
I'm completely okay with it. I like it a lot, honestly.
Yeah,
it's
well,
a good feeling.
I mean, some people, especially in New York, they can run the other way, certainly. You know,
yeah.
But yeah, actually, New York people are friendly and all in their own way,
yeah.
Gregarious, sociable.
Of course.
By and large, right? There's some people that would rather not talk to you. But. So do you have any questions for me?
Honestly, like, the second I met you, there's like a bunch of questions I have to ask. What's like...
Like, what am I doing with my life?
No, this is not at all. No, here's a question. Do you have any regrets, like if you could do something over again in your life?
Regrets? Very few. I do have one regret, though. I was asked by Bob Dylan to do a shot of whiskey one time. I was with 9 other people. We were backstage, and all of us were petrified when we saw Bob Dylan, because, you know, the voice of a generation,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And
Bob Dylan.
So he asked us that question, and we all kind of recoiled. So I didn't do the shot of whiskey. None of us did. I do regret that. Because there's never going to be another shot that I'm ever going to get.
That's a huge opportunity. Maybe you're my Bob Dylan. I'm taking a shot. Yeah.
But, you know, maybe there's another opportunity with somebody else that I'll seize at that moment. I guess the only other regret probably that I had was... I should have pursued being a game show host. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, in college, that's all we did is watch, you know, like stupid game shows and waste our time. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't follow my lead on that. I promise you. Vikedor.
Yes, Vikedor.
It's so great to take a walk with a perfect stranger, and I wish you well in school and beyond, and go conquer the world.
Thank you, Buzz. Good luck with all your future endeavors, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.